And I came back this morning and couldn't get it to start. The Google side of the house, Chrome side of the house works. But when I try to boot into Crouton, it just says, hey, no. So I found a couple of solutions that might help. I hope. It's kind of a long shot. And normally I would think, well, okay, I just log into files, move it over from my user account to the jump drive, thumb drive, and we'll be good. Except apparently the user accounts are encrypted. I can't even see what the file names are. So I've got an update running. I don't know if it's going to succeed. And if it does succeed, I hope it doesn't wipe out the user document directory. It's not supposed to. It's only supposed to update the operating system. The problem is that there's a graphics problem, and that the Unity instance can't connect to the screen through Xorg, which is the graphics handler. So it's tedious. And I don't think I can do word processing in native Google Chrome. I have to use Google Docs, which means I need to have that connection live, which means I don't really want to use Google. Well, to begin with, it's slow. It doesn't work very well with files much over 40,000 words. And if I have to wait for a network connection when I'm typing 80, 90 words a minute, it doesn't, you know, it eventually catches up, but in the meantime, I'm two sentences ahead and the screen is still lagging behind me, which is not terribly helpful. So yeah, this morning I'm a little bit stressed. I did my walking meditation. It hasn't helped much. Wind is coming back up again. I had pretty high winds last night, 30, 40 miles an hour. It was calm at the house, but I'm exposed here to the northeast. And I think the wind is blowing right at my back. It's a little chilly. I wear my fleece hood, but I didn't wear my thermal undershirt. I'm kind of half and half. It's actually cool off. When I got up at 5:30, it was 40 degrees. It's only like 34 here now. Of course, the cats were in my way all the time this morning. I was sitting in a different room, and I had the happy lamp on this morning. Well, I was thinking, well, I'll go in and I'll sit. I'll do a little happy lamp and writing work this morning, and life will be good, and life is wonderful all the time. But that collapsed pretty fast. Chromebook started acting up. It's like, oh God, you gotta be kidding me. It's a great book. It's a great little story. I mean, a great little story. It's a great little computer. I love it. It's just the right size. It's very lightweight. Even when it's not plugged in, it has a very long battery life. And of course, when it's plugged in, it has an infinite battery life as long as it stays plugged in. And up until now, it's run the Unity instance and a crouton remarkably well. That was loud. But today's Monday, it's therapy day. I've got about a little more than an hour, a little less than an hour before I have to be there. I should be home, it was 6, I should be home before 8:30. That should give me time to get this thing posted, if I can stay focused on getting it posted and I don't get distracted by the update already in progress. It keeps throwing errors, but it keeps going, so I'm leaving it, hoping that when it gets done, even though it has temporary connectivity errors, it will resolve enough that I'll be able to get it to go. That would relieve a lot of my short-term angst. And of course, it's on me again. It's a stupid thing. The other day when I went to hit save and hit the power button instead, it wouldn't have been a problem, except I bollocksed up the recovery. I might have lost a few minutes, but I wouldn't have lost very much. But when I bollocksed up the recovery, it flashed back to the original. And I know better. I just had a little brain cloud and I farted on the screen. And then I should have been saving these files to the jump drive every day, instead of just leaving them on a hard drive, because I didn't really expect that the hard drive would lose Ubuntu. I usually keep it running. I usually just keep the instance up and running, but I was trying to do a couple of things yesterday, and I closed the instance, and I had to reboot the computer. When I did, apparently Chrome put through an update on their OS, which caused the bootloader to fail. Google answered the question for me, but now I have to figure out how to recover from it. I hope I've got it down. So I need to go back and make sure it's actually trying to start it correctly. That would be a pisser. If it's something like a brain dump, brain cloud. Oh, say it with me. Monk post. Smacked my hand. Oh my gosh. It's sucking right in here. I don't know what kind of weather we're expecting today. I'll have to go home and look it up. Just a little bit of pale blue sky off the south and off to the north. And back over the mountains. The story started ticking along. I finally started to get some traction on it. And to have this happen, it's like, oh no, come on. I did recreate the part that I lost the other day, and that's actually quite a lot better. So I'm not too disappointed in that. And if I have to go back and start from where I began typing in the back room, it's not terrible. It's not ideal. Oh, here I am. This must be the point in the walk where I have run out of things to say, and my brain goes herring off in a strange direction, because I noticed the other day I had a long pause near the end where I think the only thing that you heard was my boots and cars going by. I apologize for that. I was already late posting. I didn't want to take the time to go through and try to figure out if it was worth keeping or not, so I just left it in and posted it. But I noticed it's about the same time every day where I either run out or get distracted by the thoughts, and don't forget to run my mouth while I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about. Part of it is that I'm still concerned about that computer. I really don't want to have to recreate those things, but my brain was playing ideas off. It's like, okay, well, this is still pretty fresh in your mind. You could recreate it. It did have some clunky bits in it, so recreating it wouldn't be totally fatal. I was enjoying the office idea of going to my office to write, because it created a break, a mental separation between all the fun things I do on my computer and writing, which is also a really fun thing. But ADHD brain says, no, not today. We could do this instead. And I do. That's the problem. Okay, now that's a sharp wind. I stepped out of the shade, the lee of the trees and the neighborhood and everything. Sharp enough to make my eyes water. Woohoo! Holy cow! Anyway, so here I am walking along. Walking past the park. It's pretty brown. Brown and gray. We've had snow. It's still a little green grass. Grass has still got a little bit of chlorophyll in it. I can't say as I'm terribly surprised. I think it doesn't actually go dormant. It's just the cold parts freeze off the tops. Sky's turned gray. This big mass of clouds coming in from the west. And yeah, it's clear over the mountains further west. I don't know what's going to happen here. Keep in mind, this is not like the East Coast. It's not like other places I have been where the visibility for the horizon is, you know, it's like maybe I can see 2 or 3 miles. When I get a clear shot at the horizon, you get to see more. When you're at sea, you get to see a lot. But here, you know, I look off to the west, look to the clouds in the west. Some of those clouds are all the way back over on the other side of the Rocky Mountains. I look to the east, some of those clouds are out over Kansas. My eyeballs are freezing. Oh, wow. I'm going to tuck my head down here. I'm almost back to the house. I'm almost at the back gate. Crossing the last street now. I'll be able to duck inside, get a fresh cup of coffee, and then hope I can get this posted before I head off to therapy at the top of the hour. Well, I head off to therapy in about 15 minutes, because I have to be there at a quarter at the top of the hour. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.